If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's go through it. We are woefully low from this target of 1 million followers, but I got a little bit down about it last week. This week, I'm feeling optimism coming out like jitter. Right, so hello, Lonely God Gatford, who is no longer a mod. Delith, thank you for the sub. New to this, Wombles, Lorna, Zermot, Lisa Calvers, Dave Griff, McPauls, Bestie Boy, Blair, Clash of Cans, Shadow Ida, Papa Moore, Flinny, Roger, Pete, Hooman, and Nightbot. Welcome, you're so welcome to the goddamn show. It's Monday night, it's the late night alternative. That's what these letters stand for.
T-L-N-A.
The late night alternative. It's not late, it's not really night. And it's an alternative to what? It's an alternative to the crap that's being pumped out to you by the mainstream media. So give us a call, 0203 286 6370. It's the only... How rude of me.
What?
You've not said a word.
I don't think I need to sometimes. Okay. It's the only phone in on Twitter. Well, it's probably not by now. It's the only one worth listening, watching to at, with your face. That's mine.
Oh, you're on the cough. I'm on the decaf
says
cough.
Little Miss Catherine. That's me.
A lot to talk about tonight. Firstly, why is my Skype just like in a sort of weird box? It's not giving me the full Skype unless I go full screen. There it is. Gotcha. Could someone test the phones for us, please? 0203 286. I'm going to shave this bit. Won't be here tomorrow because I'm going to shave it.
Are you?
Well, that bit, yeah. 0203 286 6370. Someone just test the phones, please. Wow. Pete says, I found I was on a show called The 11 O'Clock Show. I found a trail for series 5 of The 11 O'Clock Show where it had the tagline, The News Alternative. Was that always the case? If so, j'accuse. It was actually, but we didn't use... It was actually.
Oh.
It was.
Ooh. Oh, and there's me thinking you came up with that by yourself.
There's a phone call. Good evening, caller.
Yeah, it's working.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. You see, and that's how the show goes.
I like it when you're amenable. This is a good sign.
Oh, you were pricks last week. You were pricks. Hey, I'm wearing St. John's t-shirt.
Says, I'm so good at video games.
He's one of our fellow streamers. So, I ordered an amazing thing, as you know, from a hooky Chinese website. It was advertised on Facebook. Now, I've done two orders from the adverts on Facebook, okay?
Right, yep.
Not from the same site, but from the same country. And one of them arrived. It was my LED shoes.
Yeah.
And the other didn't arrive. It was my cat mask and Baby Yoda for her. So,
no Baby Yoda for me.
50-50.
Donuts.
Thank you, Anxious Turnip. Oh, we're going to change the sound this week, the subscription sound. So we should choose four and have a little poll.
Okay.
So here's the phone number in case anyone needs it. No, hang on. Where is it? There it is. Go. So I thought 50-50. So if this done doesn't come, then we're out of ordering stuff. But I've shown you what it is I've ordered, and it is amazing.
I think it's for perverts, but yes, it is amazing.
Oh, it is amazing. Right. But then today, I got this, and I can only assume this is from the company. Right. This, they sent me a letter. Dear Sir, Madam, thank you for your support and trust in our products. During the transportation of the goods, you will have the priority to get a random, beautiful gift. Remember the word beautiful. Warm tip, please keep the communications open in the coming week. The goods you purchase will arrive soon and be ready for delivery. Mm. Have a nice day. This to me says, your thing is never coming and we've sent you a sop.
This is a softener for the never arriving thing.
So this is the beautiful gift that they've sent me. Are you ready, guys? Are you ready? Here we go. This is the beautiful gift. And it was making that noise in the envelope. All the way from China. All the way from China, this.
This is a bit like in the olden days when you went to Nando's, before you got your meal, it was heralded. They came to the table and said, just to let you know, it's on its way now.
Who sends a gift saying, that thing you've ordered, well, before you get it, we're going to send you this. And also, why didn't you put the gift in the package that this came in?
I tell you why. They haven't got that thing and they're just trying to just keep you sweet for a little bit longer.
So I think we should give out prizes. The PO box still hasn't been sorted yet. I've paid for it last week. I have to call Royal Mail tomorrow because they're going to send me a letter. But I'm assuming, I hope they haven't sent it to the PO box because I don't know where it is. But I was thinking, this could kind of be both ways, right? This could kind of be both ways. You send us stuff and we send you stuff. We got a shed load of the 2020 tour posters.
Yeah.
I got rid of them. You know the original ones that came that were the wrong size? Took them to the dump. But we can send prizes. And I think this could be a prize. I also think... Now, I wonder if he's here. Ah, there he is. JKRX Art. I meant to email you. I didn't. I'll do it publicly. The brilliant Bruce Lee picture you did of me. How would you feel if we gave that out as a prize? And I'll tell you why. I'm having a purge of so much stuff. Behind Catherine. Loads of computer game magazines, including Crash magazines, have gone from there. Loads of monkey stuff. Out. And behind Catherine, there's a big old gap. I don't mean your arse.
Personal.
I mean over there's a big old gap where stuff has the stuff has gone upstairs. How would you feel if it's fine by you? Beautiful.
Don't care.
Don't care, whatever. Well, we might give away that. I'm going to keep the one of you as Kill Bill because I like to dream over it. Sinjin, you're in the room. Love my T-shirt. It arrived. Captain Sexy.
I've got one and it's there.
I want to play you at Call of Duty. Raimi Russell says, I saw a YouTube video about this. They didn't have stock and needed to ship something to avoid T&C violations at the selling site. Not sure if you'll get your actual thing. I think that's probably the case. That I will not get my actual thing. It's £40.
Although interesting that they even went by that because, as we've experienced in the past, a lot of people are bothering.
And here's the thing as well. It was £40, but if I were to buy this thing legitimately, it's about £100. So I've actually saved £60. Canny thinker.
It's never going to come.
Brains. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's shonky old shows, which means we watch old shows tonight.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yeah,
we've got a lot.
And you think you've seen Shonky, you ain't.
Princess Diana is on hold.
Yeah.
Just for a week or two. We're going to finish making Slough happy. We're going to go to series two of The Hotel. And
you've checked it out and it's bum-free, right?
Well, I haven't.
Oh.
I'm hoping they've learned from their previous mistakes and there will be no bums in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're also taking your phone calls, 0203-286-6370. I'll probably put that down because it's probably quite annoying for you. I'd like to play a little bit of Alan Bezik. Let's play a little bit of Alan Bezik.
Okay, and can I also tell you my exciting news?
I spoiled it.
I'm not having a baby.
Go on.
I'm not having any more babies. My work for the gene pool is done, and I hope you all appreciate my efforts.
No more babies.
Two beautiful specimens. The world, you're welcome.
I miss your kids.
Well, I enjoy missing them for the 4 hours I get every evening. No, they're a joy. But this is different.
Enjoying.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 Rat-a-tat-tat. Who is that?
Knick-knack. What is it?
Not
Nick. No, it's gone. Okay, carry on, Catherine.
Too much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure there.
So, right, you know the Radio Academy, you've given us how many awards? So many awards.
Too many to count.
Yeah.
I mean, there's three.
So many awards. And they've had us there as motivational speakers before, haven't they?
They have had us there as motivational speakers before, yes.
So.
Oh, hang on. I'm really sorry. Hey, man, how you doing? Yeah, I'm doing the show.
Oh.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just forgot my Roblox password. I'm not logged out. It's just I want to,
I cannot say that we've got 500 people watching.
And
if
they're
I give
all
out
dodge pots.
If I give out your Roblox password right now, we're in big, big trouble. I'll give you and also I'd have to look it up. Oh, is it the longer password?
I tried the one that you know.
Okay. Is it the longer password that's got a person's name in it, do you think?
I tried that one.
Okay. With a capital first letter?
Yes.
Okay, I can't do it now because but everyone's alive, your mum's alive, your brother's alive, the dog's alive.
Yes.
Okay, well that's good. Are you alive?
Yes.
Why did you have to think about that for a second? I'll find it and give it to you tomorrow. Is that all right, dude?
Yeah.
All right. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mojo papare. Sorry.
He invited my daughter to his island yesterday and they spent some time there.
Very rich children. And continue.
Right. So no, this isn't about children. Radio Academy are getting me to take part in their Women's Day. They're doing a panel on new platforms, and they want me to go on and talk about Twitch. So, get a load of me.
And that is brilliant, right? That is a high honour. And you tweeted it, and I did a joke tweet. Right?
Oh, did you?
I did a joke tweet to start with. What's the obvious joke tweet?
When's men's day?
And then I just thought, do you know what? What would it be like if I didn't always go for the joke? What would it be like if I was just able to just be sincere? Because that's like me punching you, like fancying you at school and punching you. Mm. It's me saying, I'm really proud of you, but saying it in a joke way. So I deleted that and then put, oh, I'm really proud that one of the most talented people I know is getting to share her experience. That's what I wanted to say in the first tweet. But there was something within me that had to make a joke. And it wasn't to belittle you.
No, no.
It's just that's what I do. And so I'm going to try, not tonight, made a joke then, because I was being sincere, made a joke then. I'm going to try and not go for the joke all the time. If there is a moment to be sincere, I'll be sincere. What I'm trying to say is I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
And I think it's brilliant. I know that you've been asked by a really, really nice, talented person as well to do it. So that is praise. And
Head of Radio 2 wanted me to do it as well. I mean.
It is A Star Is Born, though, isn't it?
I'm off the deep end.
I'm really, really proud. I'm really proud.
It's exciting. And my first instinct was to say no.
Yeah.
Because it always is. Because I'm like, oh, God, no, I don't know anything about that. What are they going to ask me?
George, could you not walk on the keyboard, please?
But then I sort of had a chat with her about it. And I went, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Of course you can do it. Of course you can do it. You're one of the few, and I'm saying few, I can't actually think of any others, that have come from radio to Twitch.
Yeah.
Certainly that have come from, if we were to scroll through, maybe we could find someone. But certainly a handful of women that have come from radio to Twitch. And I would say perhaps the only one that's making a decent living out of it. And that's the key, I think.
Yeah, in it though. In it. So, yeah, that's the thing. That's going to happen. So it's supposed to be next month and I'll let you know when exactly. And I'm guessing they'll put it out as some sort of thing. I don't know.
Very proud of you.
Thanks.
0203 286 6370. We don't take withheld numbers.
No, because racist spoilt it.
Yeah. So I think there was a call. Donuts. Thank you, Raymond Groves. Right, so I think there was, we're going to listen to a little bit of Alan Bezzik. Let me just jump forward. I remember it being about 1 hour. Got to sign in. 1 hour and 11. So let's have... So about here, I reckon. Let's see.
Documentary series about abusive and horrible, if you like, comedians.
Oh, here we go. About Roy Chubby Brown. Here we go.
I mean, there are a lot of following.
Because my guy's trying to
act, obviously, Bernard Manning.
I think we are now. It's
but a job. And I found it. I don't know if
he's allowed.
I can't remember now.
Is he? He's just.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's doing a lot for 1,000 people.
Kimbo Coleb. Where's Kimbo Coleb in the chat? Where's Kimbo Coleb? Hello, Kimbo Coleb. You are getting a VIP. You.
You.
Again, a VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Hey, Kimbo, Colab, nice to see you. Hello, Fizbin. Hello, Embarn. Hello, Alex. Hello, Ruby. Hello, Jim and Usher. I don't know why my voice is going deeper than this.
Because you're showing off. That's why. It's what always happens.
Right, so let's find this. Oh, this is...
He's doing a lot for 1,000.
Didn't really. People.
Where's...
He wouldn't care. That village is called the village.
Here we go.
Barbary.
Well, is it 218? I'll do Michelle.
Oh, no, where is it? Yes. Maybe it's before.
But they put
it's the
down.
Fella.
No,
talking.
There.
Never
about
particular.
Roy
Chubby
Brown.
Hi, Alan. Connor. And he picked on me straight away. And he said, and what's up with
this
woman here?
It's a man talking about Roy Chubby Brown. I
can't move on from there. I've told you to think about whether that
does anyone know
about to me, but
Kate says it was later.
Like a transvestite.
Well, it was after that. It was after that.
When you say they don't,
somebody.
I must admit, I was dozing when I found it.
You could be in Liverpool, where I'm from. Yeah, you've got some good comedians. You know.
Here we go. This is it.
All right, mate. I was on last night about this Chubby Brown.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well,
ladies and gentlemen,
you're going to be disappointed, Kate. There is no meaning to life. But good to talk to you. None whatsoever. 0800 218 2255. I'll do Walter.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Walter.
All right, mate. I was on last night about this Chubby Brown, yeah.
All right.
I've been to see him 3 times myself. I bet he's buzzing off the publicity you're giving him.
I'm sorry?
Roy Chubby Brown.
I bet he's buzzing off the publicity he's getting.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you just a sec? Can you turn your radio off in the background, please?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Never going to go well.
Yeah. If you turn it off, like yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
But you know what I was thinking now? You could be in Liverpool, where I'm from. Yeah. You've got some good comedians. You know what I mean? We've all got John Bishop. He talks about life. It's not racist, it's not, you know, it's just life. I mean, laughter is the best medicine.
Hang on, I'm confused now. You started talking about Roy Chubby Brown, and then you went on to John Bishop. Who are you now talking about? Because I don't
think... What I'm saying is, Chubby Brown, yeah, all right, yeah. He says what he says, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you pay your ticket, you know what I mean,
you
go in. And that woman before, she went to see him, paid the ticket, but... I've been to see him and everything, yeah. I've seen disabled people in the front row in wheelchairs. I'm disabled myself in a wheelchair. And we sit in the front and he'd be surprised what he says. But we all think it's hilarious. I'm in there.
So that's all right then.
And you were entitled to. But his act, for most people, and they don't have to buy a ticket, his act for most people, including me, is utterly vile.
Right. But then you've got, you're like, what about Ken Dodd?
This is great. He's got a great ending.
Do you think he's funny?
He's dead, so no.
You think he was funny?
He made me laugh from time to time. He fired 30 jokes a second at you, and one of them was funny.
But what I thought
well, I was answering
about
your,
him was...
I was answering your question. Well, go on, please do.
What I thought about him was, Alan, I thought that song he brought out, called Happiness... Yeah? Mm-hmm. He wasn't singing about happiness. He was singing about his penis.
Well, no, he wasn't. Yeah.
He was saying, I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Yeah.
Walter, it turns out it's you that's the dick. I'll do Jim.
It's what I love about him, right? It's so many things. Bezic. Is that build up? Anger. I'll do Cat. And it just dissipates. Isn't that wonderful? That absolutely made me howl listening to that. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the only phone-in show
that we know of
on Twitch. Mm-hmm. You can call it. This isn't the radio. We can. If what we say is a well, even if it were the radio, we can lie.
I mean, it's actively encouraged these days, isn't it?
Turingham says Chubby has raised thousands for charity, especially in COVID times.
Oh, don't make me say Savile. Oh God.
Ah, dear. What a world. What a wicked web we weave when we first set out there to lie. And all of that, stuff. Shakespeare. That's Shakespeare for you. Cheers.
Get it down, yeah.
What, happiness?
No, you a cup of coffee.
Decaf. So I've had a big clear out. Oh, we're on the wonk again. This is because I've cleaned under here.
Happiness. The greatest. Oh, God, I think he might be right.
It does make sense. Let's go. It does make sense. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more of my share of happiness.
There was a thing at school, wasn't there, they used to say, would you rather have happiness or half a knee?
Okay. Not my
good evening.
Good evening, Gattingtons.
Good evening, and good evening to yourself, award-winning Catherine Boyle.
Big up yourself, Gattonby.
Indeed. I've decided now how I'm going to use the dial-up app for good, Ian.
Okay, because I was going to answer it today and record it, and then I bottled it again.
Right. I'm going to promote the show on dial-up.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And hopefully Nick from, I can't remember where he was from, but he's from the UK, gave him the details. He's suffering a bit with his mental health at the moment.
Okay.
So I recommended he join the show.
Beautiful.
And listen in and join the chat and see if it helps him.
Welcome.
I'm not sure if he's here, but...
That's nice. So you had a nice chat with someone today then. This is an app that was recommended to us by a lunatic. I've signed up for it. You get random phone calls.
Yeah, and you haven't dared pick one up yet.
I am too scared to answer the call.
And he does this for a living.
Yeah.
That's the kind of horror we're talking about, potentially.
Yeah. I think I've spoken to about four people now, so.
But are you allowed to talk about whatever you want?
Pretty much, because they give you, like, so they introduce it by saying, today's topic is, and today's was, what's the first thing you're going to do after lockdown?
Pajama speed, can you call in? Because you've signed up for this, and you are keen to get you.
Well, she hasn't dared pick one up either.
Let's see if we can get you talking with Gatford and the two of us. So who says what the topic is? Is there, like, a robot voice?
Like a recorded voice, but the voice of the app.
And they dictate and what the topic is. That seems a little bit
they suggest. And so I started to talk about that, and this guy Mick said, oh, you're going to stick with the topic. I went,
oh,
I don't have to.
Wow.
So he was quite happy just to have a conversation. So
sweet.
So what was today's topic?
What's the first thing? Sorry, where's the first place you're going to go after lockdown?
Well, me and my boys, we've got a big list of places we're going to go to. We want to go to swimming. We want to go to the cinema.
Uh-huh.
We want to go to New York and Japan.
Okay.
We want to go to, there's a great restaurant in Oxford that's like an all-you-can-eat buffet that I ate there just before COVID really kicked off. And I texted Catherine saying, this is COVID ground zero we are in right now. So those are the places I would go to. What about you, Catherine Boyle?
Where do I want to go?
Donuts.
Oh, where do I want to go?
I'm just going to text my sister a little something.
I know where I want to go.
I want to go to the pictures. Want to go to... There's a nice Italian restaurant in the next town to me. I quite fancy going there and having a glass of wine there. and some food maybe. And my world's got very small, so I can't imagine. I can't imagine being around other people at this point. Can you?
No. Yes, I can actually.
Tell you what, my friend who lives near Seville keeps saying that I should go over there, and I should. I'd really fancy that.
Joe, I've just sent you a message. What about you, Gattis?
Two things. Number one, I'd love to do the Trans-Siberian Rail journey from Vladivostok to Moscow.
What's your language, Sunshine?
I've been watching a lot of train videos on YouTube, so
yep.
Want to do that. And I've never had the guts, and I want to go see WrestleMania one year.
Ooh.
Do it.
Because I like me wrestling, and I've never done it. And I've always thought, it's always been one of those things like, oh yeah, I'm sure one year I'll do it. And I just, you know, now that you've got opportunities when the world opens up, I want to do it.
Hang on a minute. Here comes Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Hello?
Hiya.
Hey.
Sarah,
hey.
Gatford, are you there?
Hey.
Yes, okay.
I'm here.
All right, we can see Sarah. We can hear Gatford. So, Sarah, you've signed up. What is this app called again, by the way?
Dial-up.
It's called Dial-up. Right. So you signed up for it too, Sarah.
Yeah.
But you're like me. You've not had the, I'm going to say guts, even though that's a very old-fashioned word. Mm-hmm. You've not had the guts to talk to anyone yet.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's just guts. It's just I don't know when it's going to ring. And when it has rung, I've just been not in the headspace to speak to anyone. I don't know if it's actual fear of talking to anyone.
But it's also that you've got to make an effort. If it's someone you don't know, you feel like there's an extra level of making an effort. Not like if it's an old friend and you just go, oh, I'm fed up today or I've not done anything.
But the app, you book, the calls come at the same time, don't they?
No. There's various ways of doing it. There's random, so can be ring at any time during the day.
Oh no!
Or there are set topics,
yeah,
which you can book slots for. Like they do one like, so it's about talking about your boss. So it's about work, and it's Thursday at 10.
When you're at work.
Yeah, exactly. Or sort of like if you want to talk about, and then there's some weird ones like breakfast that are always like breakfast, but in other countries. So like breakfast in America. So like, you know, sort of midday over here or whatever it would be. But there's a whole list of topics that you can choose from. And I signed up for a couple. But you don't have to take the call.
I know. I know.
Sarah says you could, but you can say, oh, no, I won't do that.
So, Sarah, you've not been in the right kind of headspace to do it. I mean, the obvious downside is you answer the phone, Sarah, and you get either Milky Daniel or Gatford.
I don't think I'd really mind either of those.
Okay, I mean, I'll pass your phone number on to them.
It's 077. Oh no, sorry, what?
Let me find a pen, Gatford. Let me find a pen.
Yeah, I'll whisper it to you. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
But that's the thing. I quite like the fun of that you don't know who's going to be on the other end of the phone. And why the weird one?
I'd be hovering for the dump button the whole time. That's what I'd be going for.
I do like the idea of it. It's just I almost wish that I could press the button because now I'm in the mood for it. I'd really like a chat with someone right now, but I'm just not necessarily in that right headspace when it rings. Or and some of them are, you know, talk about your breakfast. Well, does anyone really want to hear about my bowl of fruit and fibre? I mean,
go on, tell us, try us.
I mean, well, fruit and fibre is amazing and the best breakfast ever known to man, but.
Switch it up, have a banana.
See, you get perverts. Like you get perverts like Gatford. You have to just make sexual innuendo the whole time.
Well, you know, that's the risk you're going to take, isn't it? I don't really mind.
I am slightly worried that it's going to be a bit of a sausage fest and that it's just blokes looking to talk to women. But it hasn't happened yet.
Have you spoken to a woman, Gatford?
Yes, a woman from Tunisia.
Oh.
Wow. And was that the first time you've ever spoken to a woman?
from Tunisia, yes.
Yes, okay.
And we spoke about Star Wars, because the only thing I know about Tunisia is it was filmed in Tunisia. So that was what we talked about.
They actually filmed it in, fun fact, they filmed it in space. Sarah.
I'll try and be a bit braver and see if it actually is a sausage fest or not.
Well, she's suddenly interested.
Sausage fest.
I don't want to put you off. I said maybe. I haven't experienced it yet.
Okay, well, here's one of my many, many issues with this. To me, there's no point in taking or making a phone call unless it's for entertainment purposes, like this, right? Believe it or not, guys, this is supposed to be an entertainment show. And so there's no reason of me talking to someone unless it's for entertainment. And it wouldn't be. It would just be me sat talking to someone about stuff. I don't want to talk to people about stuff.
Just chewing the cud, man.
I don't want to chew. I don't want any
what
cud.
What about what they want, Ian? What about just being there for other people?
I give of myself all the flipping time.
Well, true.
You're a big giver.
It's in some ways it's quite strange though, because I'm almost more comfortable with the idea of talking to a complete stranger than I am with phoning a friend. I don't know what that says about me, but
I can get that. I can get that. I sat with my phone on Friday and looked at three friends' numbers and didn't ring any of them.
Yeah, and I'm probably in the same boat and thinking
because I put up the barriers and went, nope, he's going to ask about that. I want to talk to her. You know, and I went through it and then, you know, overthought it. Yeah. Whereas random people, just random, they don't know me.
And also, the fact is, Gatford, if you'd got to that point with your friend and they asked you something you didn't want to answer, you'd be entitled to say, do you know what, I really don't want to talk about that. And they would get it and that would be fine. And then there would be a whole other thing going on after
You've
that.
Not met my friends, have you?
Oh, right, OK.
I don't know if you have.
not for a while.
All right, Gatford, What do you get out of it then? What is when your phone is finished, you put it down, do you sit back with a warm glow inside, thinking, now I feel better? What do you get at the end of that call?
I suppose because, I don't know, just a little bit of feeling of like, hey, I've done something good today without having to sort of, you know, because this guy was struggling and I didn't sort of like try and answer all his problems, but I said, have you thought about this or... Oh, that sounds, you know, not very nice. And, you know, it might have done something good for them.
Hang on a minute. Instead of coming on and talking about where you're going to go after lockdown, he wanted to come off and offload on a stranger.
Well, no, but he clearly was going, you know, so I don't know. I just quite like the randomness of it.
Okay, what is to stop? What safety points are in place, right? So a guy phones me up and he says, I don't want to talk about the topic. I'm feeling really low. There is no safety net in place to stop me going, well, why don't you just jump off a bridge?
True.
I'm not being flippant.
It's true. It's a good point. I mean, they don't get your name or your number. So, but yeah, there is nothing to stop you from doing that. That is probably a flaw.
The app is called Dial Up. For everyone asking. And Sean says you could say that about a lot of platforms, though. Yeah,
but it's more intimate, isn't it? One-to-one on a phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
With no one else there to police it.
Sarah,
it's no different from the times you tell me to do it online.
I would love it, Sarah. And again, this is no pressure. Again, for the first time, this is no pressure or anything. I would love it if you took a call, if you felt up to it, and then came back to us.
Well, how about you do it as well?
And let us know. Let me finish the sentence, please. And let us know. How about you do it?
No, I'm not joined it.
Well, then you can't. Then I can't do it.
Why?
Well, you haven't joined it.
Yeah, but I didn't join it. I think it's a crap idea. You thought the idea was good and you're not picking up.
I'm asking Sarah.
Yeah, but you can't tell her to do it. She's doing exactly the same as you
are.
Excuse
me. Sarah. Sorry, Sarah. Did I tell you to do something?
Yes.
She can speak for herself.
I'm not sure. I think you sort of managed to ask, but also request at the same time.
No, I didn't tell you. I worded it. F's sake. I worded it in a very, very suggestive way. There is no try, there is just do, right?
Okay, well then you're ordering.
No, I'm not ordering. I just said, if you felt up to it, if you considered answering a call, we would like to get your feedback on it.
If I answer a call, I'll tell you how it goes. I'm not.
Thank you.
The other app that is kind of a little bit similar that I do use is called Be My Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
The one that blind people can use to get video help.
Yep, done that.
Have you done that one?
I've done one. There's a couple. And there's one where it's live. Is that Be My Eyes? I haven't done the Be My Eyes. I've done one where it's photos that someone will post a photo saying, can someone tell me what this letter says? And then you record you reading the letter. But here's what I did is the letter was a thing about a bill or something. And I just went, yeah, the letter says jump off a bridge. And then I just sent it to them.
I'm sensing a theme here.
There's nothing I want to highlight. flaws in the system.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure the system was built for you.
No, I think that probably not.
I didn't, but no. That was quite a while ago. So what's the? What, remind me what the live one is called.
Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes. And how does that one work?
You get a call. Basically, the app will phone 5 volunteers at once to ensure that a blind person can always get help. And it's they've got their video camera on and they say, oh, can you read me the instructions for this? Or can you read me my gas meter? Or which top is the grey top out of these ones that are on my bed?
What if they ring you and say, blue wire or green wire? Which one do I cut? There's a box. I mean, I'm picking the floor. I'm joining in on this one. I'm picking the floors right out of that.
It's not. How would they know the difference? I suppose is the thing. I'm downloading that. I'm downloading that because I would say green wire every time.
But that's one I'm always really happy to answer when it rings. You know, without any hesitation, I'll answer.
Because you know it's going to be brief, and there will be a point to it, and you won't be stuck on there with some weirdo.
Sometimes it does get kind of chatty, which is quite nice. But there's always an end point in sight, maybe.
Yeah.
Nice to do something for someone. So
I can help in English. You could do it in Spanish, Catherine.
Yeah.
Hola.
Catherine will not help blind people.
Not after the last
I've heard that about her.
Not now.
All so right. Before I go or get yes. cut off, I can claim that you two are bottlers.
Why?
Why?
Well, because you and Sarah haven't answered the call.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. You got cut off.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now you can hear us. Huh? Am I right? Am I right? I'm scrolling down to see if I can see. There we go. I had to change the sound thing. I'm an addict. I'm an alcoholic. And I got clean first time in the rooms. I got clean second time in the rooms. I'm getting clean this time in the rooms. But I also went to Abbeycare. Abbeycare.co.uk. It's a specialist addiction recovery centre. They're great. It's staffed primarily, I don't want to say completely because I don't know, but it's staffed primarily by recovering addicts and alcoholics. You've got a lot of clean time under their belts. They managed to stop using whatever it was, booze or drugs or sex or shopping or any of those things. Thank you for that sub.
Or donuts.
Donuts. They managed to, thank you, Clayton. They managed to turn their lives around, and they are more than happy to share their experience, strength and hope with you. It's good food in there as well. It's great grounds. I've only been to the Gloucester one. I didn't go to the one in Glasgow. It's brilliant. And it's run by people that really care. Some of these places can be a little bit, let's get you in and let's get you out. This is, they really care. Abbeycare.co.uk. abbeycare.co.uk. It does cost, it's not cheap, Mainster. It's not cheap. If you do go here, 25% discount if you mention the late night alternative. But the reason recovery centres, rehabs, are so expensive is because you're paying, you're basically staying in a nice hotel, you're paying for your food, and you're paying for all of that experience and group therapy and one-to-one therapy. It is expensive. However, you may find that if you've got health insurance, that may cover it. If your employer has got health insurance, that may cover it as well. So it's definitely worth having a look at. And again, if you mention this advert, you get 25% off. Talk to me. Shut up, Jimbo. Shut up, Gatford. Talk to me about... Oh, I won't have an audio thing on this. So we're going to go quiet for a second. Now, talk to me about Surfshark.
Surfshark VPN, a virtual private network. Basically, what it does is it creates a kind of channel between your computer and the World Wide Web. It shields your IP address. You could be anywhere in the world, so they can't...
Watch Netflix from Mexico.
They can't put the usual restrictions on the...
Be a big man.
on the websites that you visit as they wouldn't ordinarily, right? So it means that you'd probably be able to access websites that you wouldn't be able to use.
Watch Pornhub in America.
I've installed it.
You can do all that stuff, right?
I've installed it on my lappy and it's dead simple. It's an app. And some VPNs, you kind of got to diddle-la-la-la. This, you turn it on,
no
you pick the country... You pick the country you want it to look like you're coming from. It's great for security. You can do all that stuff that I've said.
Yeah, exactly. If you're using it for internet banking or, you know, you're working from home at the moment, you're trying to protect that stuff, it kind of keeps hackers out and keeps tracking programs
right.
out, all that sort of
Pete
stuff.
Peter's right. If Ian can install it, you can definitely install
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's an app. 83% off, 3 months free if you use the code TLNA, that stands for The Late Night Alternative. The link has been put in the chat. Thank you, wrestling fan. Surfshark.deals /TLNA. Surfshark.deals/TLNA.
So you get the VPN as part of it, but you also get this thing called Clean Web, which prevents malware or phishing attempts from getting to you. There's a thing called Whitelister, which is a feature that lets selected apps or websites bypass the VPN connection. So it works well for your banking.
And
encryption, no logging. And a kill switch, which disables your internet connection if your VPN connection drops. That way you are shielded 100%.
And very quickly, we should say, we get paid for this, right? If we sell a certain amount, we get a $1,000 bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And all the money gets split between us. We've got to sell, I think it's 25 more in the next 2 weeks. So we've sold 35. Is that right? Yeah, 35. Mm-hmm. We've got to get over 60 or over. We sell 25 more in the next 2 weeks, we get a $1,000 bonus. So if you're thinking about it, if you think it's something that's useful, then that's great. Then do it in the next couple of weeks. That would be really, really awesome. And if you can't, that's okay. You've just wasted. You haven't wasted. You've just spent 2 minutes listening to us talk about it.
Yep.
That's it. If you would like to advertise on this show, sponsor on this show, and get a tweet or two to my 100,000 followers. Very simply, email latenightalternative@gmail.com. I'm wearing this because I got scratched by Big Boy. This is the hand.
Big Boy's a bit clawful.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. And it's been a tough old weekend. But latenightalternative@gmail.com. It's a few hundred quid a week. And if you book it for 4 weeks, you get a little bit of a discount. That don't sound bad. And we will sit and we will talk about your product, your company for 2-3 times a night. You'll get an extra bonus mention in the poddy. And I say I'll do a tweet every now and then to my 100,000 followers. So thank you very much indeed. latenightalternative@gmail.com. Oh yeah, baby, baby, oh my pretty little one, I love you so much. Oh yeah, my baby, baby, when I'm loving you. I feel so in touch with heaven.
Oh, God.
That one's called In Touch with Heaven. And I literally... Heaven? Well, okay. I literally...
Who is heaven?
Doesn't matter. I literally just made it up on the spot.
You don't say.
Did you listen to that George Harrison song I sent you?
No. I rang you up straight away.
Okay.
I thought someone wants some attention.
That's rude.
So I rang you up. Anyway.
Hey, do here we go, here we go. Here we go. Right. So I'll do this and then you do Al Pacino, okay. Right?
Hoo ha! Hoo ha! Hoo ha! Uncanny, wasn't it? That was heat. It was heat. We're adults with our own children.
I will never use Zoom again.
Zoom is full of spies.
Really is. 0203-286-6370. Give us a freaking call, you bellends.
If you don't, we know it's just because you're trying to get attention.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Oh, dear.
What's happened?
You know when people put, I've donated $2,000.
Oh.
And they get banned straight away.
No, but... no, don't ban them. Time them out. Time them
really?
Out. That's not a ban thing. That's not a ban thing.
It's a silly business.
No, I know it's a silly business. I think a ban is
I timed
is...
about.
Yeah, there we go. I think it's silly business. I think banning is a little excessive when people just quite often...
That's a get. It's a jape. It's a fun time.
They just want to join in and have fun.
Yeah.
So I think a ban is excessive.
Well, sometimes I'm excessive.
What's Angie Greaves done?
I don't know.
Oh.
Is that just a list of women
it's
on
the
radio?
1 p.m. LBC slot for the last 20 years. Angie Greaves, Alison Bell, Nana Rayburn, Petri Hosking, Julia Hartley Brewer, Emma Barnett and Sheila Fogarty.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. You know this? Have you heard this?
No.
If you suddenly hear a big roll of sound coming out of the radio...
This is Paul Vinter. It's very funny. Paul pops in from time to time. He did...
I know
my
that name
is Quincy.
Yes.
Video. It isn't because it's thunder. It's because it's music. Music is something that makes people feel. Music affects my mood, and it gets me and my boyfriend in the mood for serious loving. It was very, very hot in this studio recording it. It made him cry.
Rock me on the rainbow, 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 on the
rainbow, on the rainbow, on the rainbow,
Ickerman, rock me Anna Rayburn.
She's on from 1 till 3 and just before Ian Lee. She's very well spoken and she drinks high tea. She wrote a sitcom in 1986 and she'll freely advise if your son doesn't like chicks. Born on April 3rd, 1944, she's of a certain age. Let's not say any more than that her daily comments on extramarital sex appeal solely to men with an Oedipus complex.
Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Oh, 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 Anna
Rayburn. Oh, come and knock me Anna Rayburn.
Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Oh, 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 Anna Rayburn.
Like a Trisha for Toffs, she dispenses advice from how to leave your man to getting rid of head lice. So if you call the show, you get confidentiality and no one will find out about your strange abnormality. She's on 0870-90-973. You can freely discuss your sexuality. But please not to ring that number after she ends, or your secret will be told to Ian Lee and his friends.
Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Oh, 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 Anna Rayburn.
Anna, 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 Anna Rayburn.
Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn. Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn, Anna Rayburn.
Ich liebe dich, Anna Rayburn.
That sentence is lovely. Oh, I want to have that embroidered in cross stitch and pinned up on the wall.
Oh, Anna Rayburn.
Thank you, I love it. Will you actually put it on an email if you have an opportunity and send it in to me? Bless you.
She's just got a new job on the radio.
Has
I can't get one.
Has she?
Yeah, on David Lloyd's new station.
Oh, okay.
David Lloyd was the person that had to stand her down at LBC. So there you go. That was very funny. The B-side was Andy Crane, Do You Remember? Yeah, we played that before. That's good.
Matey.
That's good. That was lovely. I wonder where Paul is. I hope Paul's all right.
Framing Britney Spears is on tomorrow at 9 p.m. on Sky Documentaries. I have seen it. It's incredible.
0203 286 6370. Danny's left a voice message.
Oh, good.
I ain't getting on no plane, fool.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
Sorry, that would have hurt your ears. That was awful. Mm. Danny, what the hell are you doing, you piece of trash? Hello, Floss.
Oh. Floss, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, Floss.
Don't feel like I can really follow that song now. That was a tune.
It was banging, wasn't it? That was good. How you doing, Floss?
I'm all right. I just thought I'd say hello and see how we are tonight.
My ears are hurting. Sorry, that was too loud.
That was loud.
I'll have to make a point of turning the microphone down. You think that wasn't even on loud on the headphones, though. That was a distortion on the thing.
We're fine. We're slightly deafened in one ear. We're all right. I've been given a black eye by my cat over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Well, it started when I was making sausage soup using Frankfurters. You know, those packet ones, the nice Herter ones. And I didn't need all the packet, but I do quite like to eat them anyway. So I ate like probably 3 of the skinny ones without cooking them. Because you don't need to cook them, do you? Because they're already cooked.
I didn't think you needed to cook
them. I don't know. I don't eat them.
Well, I wish I hadn't, because in the night I was awoken and it was Revenge of the Frankfurter. I came downstairs because I didn't want to wake the whole house up. And I was in the downstairs loo and I was doing the usual kind of leaning forwards. Like, oh God, I'm so ill, but I don't want to wake up too much. You know, so I had my eyes closed like this. And then, of course, what always happens when I'm in the downstairs loo is that the cat decides she wants to come in. So she bashes the door open. It went straight into my face. So I've probably got a line of bruising here that's going to come up. But at the moment, I'm just very tender.
You've disguised it well, it's fine.
But you know, it's like every now and again I forget about it and put my hand there. It's just really tender there. So it'll probably come up later on in the week. So yeah, the
Someone
attack of the Frankfurters.
Friday Night Click says sausage soup, that's a thing.
Oh God.
Oh mate.
It's sausage. It's German Kartoffelsuppe. It's
Kartoffelsuppe.
It's mostly potatoes and you cook them until it goes to kind of mush and then you chuck your Frankfurters in there as well, a bit of bacon. It's beautiful. My kids demanded it to the point of chanting about it. Because I said, right, what are we having for tea then? And one of them said, oh, sausage soup. And it went up, sausage soup, sausage soup.
It got a chant.
Sausage. Yeah, so you know you can't say no to that. A bit of crusty bread. Beautiful.
Oh, sausage soup.
But don't eat those Frankfurters raw.
If you've got any food chants,
I don't eat meat anyway. I'm a vegan, so.
Oh, you got it.
I don't think there's that much meat in them.
Oh, no.
I think they've been waved past some pig of some kind, but that's as close as those things ever get to actual meat.
I don't think I'd chance them, though, no. They've probably been like, swept up off the factory floor or something, haven't they?
They're not great. Probably deserve it then. It was the ghost of the pig.
Apparently, Paul Stanley from Kiss tweeted his lasagna soup.
A lasagna soup,
yesterday.
I saw that, yeah. It had great big floating bits of pasta in it.
We had lasagna tonight, but not lasagna soup.
Not in the soup, no. You don't want it too wet, do you?
No.
Anyway, so how have you been? Have you had any cat-inflicted injuries? Or?
No. I did get a little bite from... I've got two rats. I got a bite from the rat the other day.
Go to the doctors immediately.
So
you need
ungrateful.
A tetanus.
No, it was only a little nip. It wasn't that bad.
You need a tetanus.
No.
From a rat.
We used to have pet rats when I was a student. Benny and Bjorn. They're really clever, aren't they? Benny and Bjorn used to come when we called them.
Yeah. Well, if
wow,
I
that's a technique.
They come running wherever they are hiding.
Yeah. So this is how clever they are, right?
They're crisp packet. They definitely come running then. They're like little dogs.
This is when we realised how clever they were, right? When we first got them, we got like a monkey nut and we tied a bit of cotton on it and we were like playing with them like kittens. And then Benny sat back for a minute and then just went and nipped the cotton quite high up, just took it.
Oh,
yeah.
Talking of stupid
In
pets,
other words, I'm not playing this game. I just want that. Thank
in
you.
The last few days, I've had Pat's has my cat has been locked, has been shut in the drawer under the sink. I don't know how she got in there, but she was stuck in there for about 10 minutes. Couldn't find her. I could hear her crying, but couldn't find her. Lucky got locked in the cat food cupboard, and I saw a paw coming out. And where did you lock her the other
bin,
day?
In the bin.
She got locked in the bin. And I've had to put, you get these kind of locks Kitty that you locks. Put on doors to so that babies can't open cupboards. And I've had to put them on the food cupboard for the cats and the bin, because the cats now have to tap the bin and then jump in there. And you locked her in
Well,
the
I came
bin.
In and the bin was open. I thought, well, this is a cat accident waiting to happen. So I just shut the thing and put the lock on. And then I saw the bin was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was someone in there.
By the way, CJ says, anyone want my old copies of Chiropractor Monthly? I've got loads of back issues. Okay. We're just putting it out there.
So yeah, apart from that, we're all right then.
Yeah, I managed to get out today with the little one. Went for a walk and went up to the park, and it still didn't tire her out. It was still gone 9 o'clock when she was asleep.
Warmer today though. It's getting warmer.
It was, yeah. It was nice. I
makes a bit makes
on,
it a little bit easier to get out. Getting light. Well, lighter in the evenings may not help with the sleep. Apparently, it's getting We get 3 minutes extra light every day. No, or is it 30 seconds?
I think it's minutes. Someone told me 15 minutes today.
It's not 15 minutes a day. Mm. I think it's 3 minutes of extra light a day.
But it definitely seemed lighter this evening. I took the bins out after tea and it was still quite light.
Yeah.
That's like how exciting it gets at the minute.
Isn't it? That's it.
Yeah.
That's the excitement level that we get. Flipping heck. Well... I hope that sleep gets easier for you, Floss. I hope so.
I think because she was just cheesed off today because there was no preschool. So she knew it was Monday morning, she was getting up and she wasn't going to preschool. So
yeah.
And she's just probably really cheesed off with it because the routine was, you know, gone to pot. So
yeah.
But now we'll get there.
We will get there, I think, at some point. My kids are significantly older, but if they're at the weekend and let's say they go to bed at like 10, at the weekend, I cannot stay up afterwards and watch a movie like my parents used to do.
Oh, that was the only time they got to themselves.
Yeah, no, I'm in bed. Yeah. I'm in bed. Listen to a bit of Bezic or something, not on a Saturday, but falling asleep.
No, we're the same. We'll put something on like in the background as a bit of background noise because my husband can't sleep in silence.
Yeah. Same here.
But that's it. But yeah, we don't have the energy to stay up and watch anything. Not by the time we finally got the kids to bed.
No, mate. Not at me.
Especially when they get you up at the bloody crack of dawn anyway.
It doesn't seem to matter how late they go to sleep. They still wake up at...
Yeah.
My boy's not so much now. At 9 and 11, if we have like a late night, and by late I mean 11, doesn't happen very often, they can sleep through till like 8 the next morning. Because I think it's, it's particularly the 11-year-old, because he's growing all the time, you know.
Well, mine still share a room, which we need to sort out. But there's no chance of that with mine.
No, well, I quite like sending the toddler into a teenager to wake him up. It's brilliant. Listening to them in
whinging
in the morning.
Whinging, that's me. It's my job. Floss, listen, it's nice to talk to you. Lovely to see
you.
Thank you, Tutty Byes. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you can Skype from anywhere in the world. TLNA.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's find some Spanish quiz show. So is there anything? Do we want the same thing? Is there anything else you can think of?
I can't
that we might
think of another one. I can't think of a name.
Right,
there was something I used to love called Crónicas Marcianas, but that was more of a chat show, and I cannot be asked to translate that all night.
What's it called?
By the way,
sorry to interrupt. We've got some great guests coming on this week.
Yeah, we have.
Who have we got coming on Wednesday?
Hello, I'm Elisaveta. We've got Elisaveta coming on.
Should we find her channel?
Yes.
Elisaveta or Aveta?
Mm-hmm.
She is fab, right? And she's coming on. Oh, no, that's not it. Because she's only got two followers.
Elisabetta, is it then?
Okay, so the thing I asked you, it was the opposite of the art. Well, yep. Here we go. So.
No, you've gone to the same place.
No, I haven't. It's a different place, but it's not her.
No, Elizé.
Yeah, I did Elizé. I did Eliza the first time.
Oh, go
It's Elisabetta music. Elisabetta music.
Yes.
So we have got this delightful fruitcake coming on the show on Wednesday. She is fab. Let's just look. So we would like you all to wear flowers in your hair, please, to celebrate.
We're stunning. I will be your satellite. You don't know how to say goodbye. I can hear your SOS. I can see you from the sky. Don't let go. Don't give in.
She's good, man.
She's really good. Even I read some of her bio today. So she's the daughter of... diplomats, born in New York City, raised in Moscow, lives in Tokyo.
Yep. I'm sure that your day will be great. I'm sure your day will be great. I'm sure your day will be great. I promise.
What she does on her stream is she sometimes sings kind of covers, but she also gets the chat to suggest songs. Topics, and she makes songs up on the spot.
So she's coming on Wednesday. She's good. And then tomorrow, we've got, I can play a little bit of this. We've
I got
our friend Craig
so
Northey coming on, who does a lot of music, was in a band, or is in a band in Canada called Odds. Does a lot of stuff with Stephen Page. Also does all the music for Kids in the Hall. And he's got a new album coming out, which is a flipping joy.
This
and I will
is
post
Denny.
Links and everything for it tomorrow. And he's such a nice guy. Craig, obviously. Let me just play you a little bit of this. We have to be a little bit careful. That's him. This is so this is just magnificent. Natural selection. I've avoided all detection and the tender bits underneath. This is such a great song. Dressing and calculated guessing and a bark bigger than my teeth. It was the suit that got me the gig. It was the tear that got me the girl. I'm a sheep in this wolf clothing. I'm a picture that I'm holding of someone who is cool. He's flipping brilliant.
So good.
I mean, if a video ever screamed the word 90s, then that is it. But it is, he's so good. That's like, that's Odd's big hit. But they had loads of other stuff. And I say he does loads of, he's the musical director for Kids in the Hall now and has been for, I would say, since the 90s, possibly.
When Stephen Page and the Stephen Page trio came into the studio, he was a little quiet. He was the quietest one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But he's got such a dry sense of humour.
But also, I did. So it's him and Kevin Fox on the cello, who I got on really well with Kevin. But I hadn't done my homework, and I didn't know that Craig had worked with Kids in the Hall, one of my favourite, probably my favourite comedy troupe. And when I did, it was like, Stephen, out of the way. Craig, tell me what it's like working with them. What did you do? Did he work with it? He might have worked with them on Brain Candy. Anyway, he might have been. Anyway, so he's coming on tomorrow, and he's got a new album out under the name of, I think it's Strippers Union, and it's brilliant. It's just really good kind of pop and rock, and it's wonderful. I think you're going to like it, and I will post links tomorrow so you can go and check it out and have a listen. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. We missed a phone call.
Oh, how could we? How very careless.
How rude. And then we're going to find a Spanish quiz show for you. Craig is on at 9:30, I think, tomorrow.
Hi, Matt.
Hello. Oh, you must have my number saved because you knew it was me ringing. Hi, how you doing?
We're all right, thanks. What brings you to the late night alternative tonight?
Well, what brings me to the late night alternative tonight is just kind of just a follow up on my call from Friday night, really, because I rang up and I whittled on about mental health and my situation and all that sort of stuff. And one of the things that Ian said to me was, enjoy the journey. And I was a little bit skeptical of that because I'm just starting to get some counselling and whatnot. And I thought, enjoy it. That's a strange kind of notion. And like, enjoy the breakthroughs. And I think I've had a breakthrough and I think I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of share that, really. And
so
and
would you like to say sorry, Matt? I'm joking. imagine there's a counsellor. Someone comes back after a few weeks. So I just want to say what we talked about last week. I've been thinking about it, and I think actually, yeah, maybe I don't. Maybe I don't love my mum. Would you like to say thank you to me now?
Well, I'll say thank you to you, but I'll also say thank you to the chat as well, because that was kind of where I've had the breakthrough.
Oh, go on. You hate them all and you want to kill them. Yeah, me too.
Something like that. Well, no, I mean, from a cathartic point of view, that's what Fridays are for, isn't it? With the judge and the jury section that you did. Judge. Well, I can't remember what you call it. I'm new to this.
Yes, I'm teasing. I'm bullying you. I take it back instantly. This is good to hear. Go on.
No, so basically, I've always kind of struggled with like anxiety and stuff, and I'm always convincing myself that the worst things are going to happen. And I don't know whether that like comes from my experience of being homeless or whether it comes from, a bad upbringing and, it was all sort of coercive control and narcissistic abuse and all that sort of stuff. Being told that you're no good and all that kind of fun stuff. So I don't know whether that's where it comes from. But basically, I haven't really got much faith in people, and I'm really guarded, and I don't kind of like, I'm all right with strangers and stuff. And like, it's kind of difficult for me to explain, and I'll try and keep it brief. But I always kind of think someone, if they're being nice, there's they're up to something.
They want something.
Right. And, when you're aimless, you find out who your mates are because people stop ringing you and you ain't got much to offer. But I immediately, after I put the phone down, because I didn't intend to go on that sort of rant or that kind of, not really a rant, was it? But just kind of like a segue that I kind of went down.
Yeah.
I didn't really ring up with that intention. I just thought I'd ring up because, it's Friday night. I'm sat at home during quarantine and here we are. But I immediately scrolled up through the comments in the chat and I was thinking, oh my God, there's going to be trolling comments and people thinking, oh, pull yourself together and, telling me to kind of get a grip or some kind of nasty comment. But actually, everyone was really positive. And that kind of made me think, well, maybe some people are just nice. And, that there's some hope.
How does that feel, considering the possibility that maybe some people are just nice?
I haven't got that far with it yet. I haven't considered the implications and possibilities of that. This is all quite a new, novel concept, but
but it's not being dismissed.
Yeah, well, that'll be the next breakthrough, I guess. Yeah, but
it's not being dismissed totally. You're looking that it could be a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's small steps, but it definitely felt like a breakthrough, and I definitely think you're right in terms of enjoying the breakthroughs, and I kind of get what you were saying now. So, thanks for that. It was interesting actually. Your last call, talking about pets and stuff. I had a kind of pet related thing on the weekend. So my last conversation with my mum was about me potentially getting a dog or a cat. Or something along those lines, and she starts. I've got 4 missed calls and 3 text messages on Sunday morning when I wake up, and I'm thinking to myself, "What is all this about?" Mm-hmm. She doesn't normally contact me on a Sunday morning, and and she's got a present for me, and I've got to be in because I said, "Can you not? I've got to go out. Can you not just leave it in the recycling bin, or do the throw it over the gate like the delivery drivers do, or whatever it is?" No. You've got to be in to receive it. And all of a sudden, I'm putting these things together. I'm thinking, she's only bloody gone and got me a dog or a cat or something along those lines.
Uh-oh.
And I've built myself, I'll start tidying the house. I'll start thinking, oh, my God, like, what she brought me? I'm like, and if it's horrible, how do I say no at that point? And I've really worked myself up. And I'm thinking, she's bringing some sort of live animal around, yeah. And this is going to be my pet. No, it was cushions.
Oh. And were they horrible?
They weren't. They weren't great.
Oh God.
They were. They weren't great. They're not. They don't really match the decor in the living room either. So, yeah, they're going to be kept in storage, I think.
Oh, bless her.
Matt, thank you for sharing that, and thanks for giving us a little update. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for all your help.
You're a good man.
Well, I'll try my best.
Thank you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.